Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. My name is Eddie Mullins. Hope you're having a beautiful day. It's been a little bit since I've done a podcast. The past 5 years or so, I've taken a little bit of time off, not everything, but a little bit of time off, a little bit of time off from podcasting. And now this beautiful October energy. I love the autumn season. And I made a move across the country. So I'm back where I can see the colored leaves and it's really quite amazing. So I decided I'm going to return to podcasting. And so to start out, I wanted to talk about, and we're going to be using a different format down the road, but we're going to start out with where I have always been. So I wanted to start out today with a podcast on the natural medicine of beauty. I've always been captivated by the experience of beauty, not only the physical beauty or traveling somewhere and seeing the kindness and that comes through an individual's beauty that they carry naturally within themselves and their kind gestures and their compassion, but also being out in nature. If you follow my work and you, or you know me personally, you know that I am absolutely intimately in love with nature, the woods, the forest, and everything that is mystical and spiritual and physical in the presence of nature. And right now it's very exciting to see a lot of people talking about their feeling for that deep underlining calling to nature, or they're returning to nature. They always were there as a child, and life gets busy when we become adults. And then now feeling that calling to return and people doing meditations and workshops. And that's very heartwarming to me to hear that we're moving in that direction, because it's, you know, we're getting to that place and time where it's time to give back to the environment, to nature, but also just really looking at the opportunity and the expression that nature has so much to teach us. And as we just experience and simply, maybe you don't know where to start or where that experience is, but simply either hiking or taking a moment to sit on a rock or a stump and simply observe the aliveness that's happening in nature, watching the different animals and how they communicate with each other, as well as the trees and the mushrooms and everything that exists out in the deep of nature. So when we start to recognize beauty, it's an important aspect, because oftentimes what we do is take, for instance, a flower or a plant or a tree, as we recognize that physical beauty, or when we're going about in our daily activities, and we see, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, if I can speak, the gesture of someone engaging their beauty with a group of people, an experience, whatever that might be. And we're always experiencing that. And sometimes we look at more as natural and we don't stop to recognize or identify that that is the expression of beauty. But if we take that moment when we're in nature and we recognize the physicalness of a beautiful flower by its presence, its bloom, or what I mentioned at the top of the show is the colored leaves on trees, and just recognizing that. But if we take that moment to just step back and take a breath into the energy of what we find as beauty, we go into the energetics, the frequency of beauty. It has so much to teach us. So the more we allow ourselves to melt into the presence of beauty, or sink into the presence of beauty, we recognize and we can feel the essence without really having to define what that is or define the feeling, but just notice that we are feeling the energetics, the field of beauty, the field of the flower, the tree, whatever that might be. And we just let that show us what it needs to show us through feeling. And again, as I mentioned, not defining what the presence of that is, or defining the actual feeling. This makes me feel peaceful. This makes me feel happy. And we can certainly start with that. But the more we recognize the feeling first around us, the feeling that is illuminating from the flowers' beauty, the trees' beauty, or the colored leaves, or multiple things out in nature that we can recognize or around us, no matter what the environment is. But the important piece is to start to notice that as a natural presence. And the beauty about, no pun intended there, the beauty about the essence of the medicine of beauty is that it has something very important to teach on multiple levels. If you start with just that feeling, which I had just mentioned, and you start to bring that inward, and you start to feel the movement of the presence of beauty and the rhythmic flow, as I like to talk about, and you start to let that expand through your body, what it's really teaching you in that moment is to identify and bring forward your own natural beauty, the beauty that you illuminate, just like the flower, like the tree, like the beauty the person is illuminating that you see with these acts of kindness, or just an individual's presence. We all have that. We all have that experience. So it's very important to start to practice with that, because the more you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into recognizing your own beauty, it will help you with healing. It will help you with self-love, which is a big piece. But most importantly, it'll help you come back into who you really are, the essence of true nature, recognizing more of your essence, more of your flow, and just that overall illumination of the love and the beauty of who you are. And that all can happen. And sometimes we have to be reminded of that, because we have a lot going on and a lot of experiences happening in the world. But if we just simply sit in the presence of all of the beauty in nature, and be the observer and watch and feel. And as we bring that in, instead of just feeling it on the outside, bring it in and simply be in stillness with that, in the silence of stillness. Notice the movement. And in many experiences, what that will do is it will go to the place that you most need to recognize beauty within yourself. And that's how healing works. When we look at the energetics of healing, the same thing can happen when we receive a message, whether that's an intuitive message or whether that's a message from a guide, a message from plant medicine, whatever it might be. If we simply just feel it, maybe we're identifying what the meaning is, but simply going into the place of feeling, which will help you see and identify where that healing is needed. So the more we practice with the medicine of beauty, and we're starting to recognize that more and more and more within ourselves, we start to go deeper into what I would just call natural beauty, because we all carry natural beauty, but sometimes it pieces of it or all of it gets put in dormant because of life experiences or because of something we have condoned is absent. It's not here now. It doesn't exist, or something has happened. We all have different life experiences and multiple life experiences that can be a part of that. But we always can remember, we always can go into the depth of those beautiful spaces by simply observing beauty, because it's all around us. And sometimes we get very disconnected from that because of this. We live in a busy world and technology pulls us away from that because technology pulls us on the outside of what we are. So moments of disconnecting from that, moments of finding the deeper side of beauty when we're just feeling it, but going into the presence and the field essence of beauty. And starting to feel the parallel of what you're feeling from a flower, from a tree, as a bird, whatever it might be. And start to feel that within yourself. And this will help you on multiple levels. And the more you observe it, as I always say, the practice is what allows us to become more and more of the experience of our true nature. But the alignment and the awareness we want to follow through with is to simply become natural. So we don't have to identify it. Because the more we recognize that within ourselves and do the healing work of where that frequency of beauty is taking you, maybe there's an injury or an illness or something that is out of balance. And it will bring you back into these experiences. Where suddenly it becomes completely natural because we have natural compassion, the natural essence of love, the natural connection of beauty. But the more we identify with that, and the more we can experience that, the more we'll see it in ourselves, the more we'll see it in others, and in our environment around us. So a good task tool for that is go out into nature and feel that, or a park, or wherever that might be, or maybe it comes from just you don't have access to that. Going into a meditation or just simply being still and call forward that experience of beauty, whatever is accessible to you. And then take a moment in time after the experience or the journey and journal about it. Find your way through that. And it's always amazing what happens to us when we journal what we've experienced. And remember, journaling doesn't always have to be words and paragraphs. It can be what we felt visually, pictures, doodling, maybe a combination of words and doodling and whatever that is for you, whatever's that comfortable place for you to bring more of that. And then it will bring more guidance. It will bring more of awareness. What is that beauty within you to be able to connect deeper to that space of presence? So we want to, as we go further into that, and we are connected to that emotional piece of beauty that allows us to recognize our own inner perspective of beauty is we want to remember, as I've mentioned a couple times already, is not to define it because we don't want to close it off. Because the moment we start defining it, we've shut off the feeling component and we've gone into the thinking mind and the ego. And then we start to dance with the definition of what the ego defines as beauty, which is not beauty. It is something very separate. And it's okay if we do that because we will do that from time to time in the practice. But as we start to do that, come back to the breath, drop into the heart, and return to where you were with just feeling that essence of beauty. And if the only thing that you can do in the moment is just notice the physical beauty of what is in nature, that's where you begin. But as you do that more and more, it'll be easy for you to really drop into the frequency of beauty, which is like a portal, like a frequency. It isn't important what it is, but you feel the connection of that without, again, defining what it is or even defining that it's beauty. This is a feeling of beauty. I don't need to define what the emotion is or the feeling is of that beauty, But being able to simply recognize the teaching, the experience, by just letting yourself feel. And this will show up in multiple expressions of healing, opening space for you, but also helping you find on the inner level, multiple levels of peace when you return back to the physical world in a sense, but being able to recognize that this is what you also carry. This is what we all carry, but simply being present in that moment. So as I mentioned, I moved across country recently because I felt like I needed green and coming back into that green space. And that's the first experience that I noticed. You know, I've been on this deep inner experience for quite some time, but always recognizing beauty because that brings us back to the awareness. So that's always been something that has been very present for me. So when I came back to Minneapolis, where I had lived 12 years ago or so, and came back for multiple reasons. And that was the first thing when I spent time out in nature that I really regularly recognized is that return of that beauty that I grew up with, the beauty that was in the experience. So anything that I had been working on in terms of as a healing source was coming through, was being in those moments. And I always call those moments just those pocket moments, even if it's only for a couple minutes or 3 hours maybe. But just allow yourself to be a part of that experience and see where it takes you, see where that illuminates for you. And it will be different for everyone and how you embrace that or how you embody that. Because the experience is about embodying, and we can know how to do something as a starting mechanism, but we want to surrender that. And we just want to simply find our own way. And that's the thing that I work on with clients is we may have a focus and a journey and an agenda of that experience, but it's really all about, in my mentorship program, it's all about helping people to find their own experience because our experiences are different for all of us. And that's what we want to be connected to. So when we talk about, whether we talk about ascension or mystic alignments or communicating with spirit or communicating with nature or just being with the medicine of nature, we want to find our own way because there isn't a way. Same thing with beauty. When we recognize that beauty within ourselves, your beauty is going to be completely different than mine and that person and that person or that animal or that plant or that flower. And we want to remember that. So it's not the way or the first three steps. It is simply being present to what you feel connected to as your own rhythmic flow. Because we all have multiple energy systems, because that's how we are created. And everybody's energy systems work a little bit differently. So that's what I always remind clients and students is that your energy system is going to work a little bit different than other people. So that's why it's important to find who we are underneath it all, so to speak. And that's the same thing with beauty, is when we start to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the connection of our own inner beauty, we end up discovering on another level, because we're always doing that, the essence and awareness of who we are. And that's a beautiful contribution to the earth. So I just wanted to share that with you, a couple pieces of teaching in there, but as always, explore that and trust what is available for you. What is the experience? It's not about doing. It's about just getting into the flow and the movement and the essence of what that experience is. Because you are unique. We're all unique in our own way, and we have so much to contribute to the shift in consciousness and just the experience of presence. Being present with the moment, you are a contributor of that. I always call that I always explain it. We are gardeners for this earth, and we plant a lot of seeds. And so the presence of that experience is just simply finding your own experience to be the contributor in the garden known as the earth. So let us do a meditation. You can do this meditation right along with us, or if you're at work or driving or something that needs your focus, you can do this later, and you can pop over to my website later at eddiemullins.com, and right under the podcast, you'll be able to go right to this particular podcast and the meditation. So you can either sit or lie down for this. This is just briefly. You can gently close your eyes or leave your eyes open and centered on a certain area, whichever way is more appropriate for you. So we go ahead and take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. And on your next breath, simply, if you haven't already, close your eyes or leaving them open and centering on a space. And just let your body and your field expand. And just simply relax into the stillness and the silence of your center. And just notice what you feel, what you connect to. And give yourself permission to simply be in this moment. So, releasing everything that you came in with. And just give yourself this moment. Because you are loved. You are lovable. You are everything that is love. Just start to feel the magic and the majestic illumination of your beauty from your center. Remember to stay present in the body, present in your center. No need to define. And just be in that moment, be in that space of truth. And just use your breath to go just a little bit deeper. Just bring your focus to the center of your heart with the experience of your beauty. And just see that centering flame in the center of your heart of beauty. Feel your flame of beauty. Feel your flame of experience in this moment. And just let that beauty grow like a seed of light into the seeding of the plant. Let it move through your body. Perhaps noticing the sound of stillness it makes, or just the sound in general. Again, from the seeds of love and compassion and beauty, recognizing from what you feel from your own beauty. That you are loved. You are able to heal. You are compassionate. You are accepted. And just use your breath to be in that center of beauty and love while you rest in the center of your heart. Letting that beauty grow through the body, through your field, through the earth, as you connect to the we alignment through your own beauty, sharing that beauty with all others, with the entire earth, and simply be present in that moment. So take a moment, big breath in, big breath out. Let's take that moment of stillness. And just take this moment to honor yourself, that you recognize the beauty or the experience of beauty. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. If you indeed close your eyes, coming back out of that focus point of center. And just take a moment, if you need to journal some points for anything that may have come through to you, or those aha moments, because usually in those simple moments of short meditation, as we just did, of just being centered and focusing on that beauty space, those deep underlining messages will come through, or maybe just journal about your experience. So as I mentioned, I just wanted to do a short podcast today, and I'll be returning to podcasting, and I will posting more about that on social media when that time comes, which will be just in the next week or so. So just take some time to see where that experience of remembering beauty or returning to beauty or deepening that experience, maybe that's already part of your journey and you're noticing that naturally. But just notice the healing that can be involved in that, the experience of inviting the presence of self-love, because it's such an important experience. A lot of people are going through lots of different levels, as we're all different. We have all different life experiences of trauma coming in, or maybe that shadow piece, or anxiety or depression. It is something that is happening a lot as we move through this current time, that we're both individually and collectively, we have a lot going on in the world. So just take those moments to honor yourself, be gentle with yourself. And in the case of our focus today, is come back into that space of just recognizing and honoring your own inner beauty. And I enjoyed this time with you today, and I look forward to when we can journey again together. I'm Eddie Mullins. Have a beautiful day.